Saturday, Central Florida. Welcome into another edition of the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO. You've probably been waiting all week to get a chance to be able to go into the pool without worrying about the interruption of rain. And it looks like we might have finally found the day here today. Still some more time left, but we had a great day for afternoon pool sessions. And normally we'll have a little pool talk here to close out the Saturday. We got a special show for you today. We've got Kip from Paramount Fencing, Kip Hudakaz here joining us again. Of course, if you remember, he was here about, what were we, Kip, about 2-3 weeks ago?
I want to say about 4 weeks ago.
Tony had to go out. It felt like last week. It felt like it was just a short week ago.
It did. But, yeah, Tony had to go out on a special assignment out of town, and this week he decided he wanted to actually go spend some time with the family up north. So, hey, yep. I said I would be happy to do it again. So I'm back. I would tell all the listeners, do not touch that dial. Yes, this is not the voice of Tony Caruso. And as I said last time, we are not going to try to fill his shoes. But I am the founder of Paramount Fencing, and this is a really, really, really important month. I do not want everybody to disregard. This is hurricanes, the start of hurricane season. So hurricane season starts June 1st and goes all the way to the 30th. And the most people don't think about the hurricane until
it's here.
The warning.
Yeah.
And that's 24 hours ahead.
Right. Until they realize that they don't have any water and go to Walmart and realize that everyone else has already taken all the water.
Are the long, long gas lines. Actually, at Paramount Fencing, we actually have protocol. And believe it or not, we go into protocol. It's internal, and I promised a listener that I would get it up on Custom Fence Orlando in the next couple of weeks. But we actually have a hurricane center. We have six different maps, the same thing that the weather guys look at. We're looking at water temperature. We're looking at wind shear. We're looking at water vapor. We're looking at the path and the projection. And we like to joke around because you have the blue model, the green model, the purple model, all sorts of these little spaghetti models that go over the place. And then there's my model. And that's the one I pay attention to. And one thing I always tell my customers, hey, if I even remotely think we're going to get hit, we're not going to stop. I mean, we're not going to install any fences. We're going to stop what we're doing. And I can promise you, you're going to get an email from us. And it's going to say, hey, I know you're preparing, but do not forget about your fence. And we'll go into that a little bit later. But I really want to talk about hurricanes and just this show in general. So here's what I would tell you about hurricanes. They start off over in Africa half the time. They come across the Atlantic with the trade winds, and before we know it, they're right here upon us. The ones that I think that hurt us the most are the dreaded hook, the one that comes around
yes.
Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
That one I'm worried about. And I always tell everybody, there's a couple things I always make sure I do during a hurricane season. One, I make sure I book a cruise in September, and I hope that I can get out of here because I know they're going to take me as far south away from this as possible. And I know everybody's got a lot of great Hurricane Irma stories, and you think about them, and you go, hey, it was kind of good. It kind of was bad. But I know this, just like I was talking about notifying our customers, I was on the Oasis of the Seas. It was a great cruise. I stood in my office right before I was leaving and said, hey, this is what we need to do. Next thing I know, the captain is coming on saying, we're going to leave, but I don't think we're coming back anytime soon. So we left and we went. But I remember sending that email out, and I remember hit send and telling customers saying, hey, don't forget about your gates. Don't forget about this. Do this, do that. And little to my surprise, I'm sitting in Cozumel on the boat with my iPad hooked into the internet, working away on a vacation, and I get the email, hey, you have 6 or 7 customers on the boat with you. And I'm like, hey, give them my stateroom. Because at the end of the day, they can't really do anything at their house. So what basically happened is we made contact with them. I'm like, what is it you need secured? What is it this? And we send people off to do that. So that is actually my great hurricane storm, story. So, but anyways, we have an action-packed show for you today, and I want you to tune in because in the third segment, what is going to happen is I have an industry insider in the insurance and industry that's going to be on here to talk to you a little bit about what you need to do with your insurance policy. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to put a little asterisk on it. None of us are attorneys. So he's not going to be able to field any questions. But like I referred to him, I was telling Chris before the show, I said, hey, this is – he's kind of like me. He's like the Jerry Maguire of his industry. He just did not write the memo yet. He's going to write it live on the air today. And we're going to talk about that stuff in the third segment. So I don't want you to I don't want you to tune that out, most importantly.
Well, that'll be good information without a doubt. I'm sure that's something that everyone kind of has some quandaries as to what they should be doing about insurance and also about fences.
Yeah, but so yeah, they definitely do, and that's for sure. But hey, let me back up a second because I wanted to get into this. You know, Tony and I, you know, I always refer to us as two peas in the same pod. He comes from one generation, I come from mine. I know he had a different theme song for the entrance. I was like, could I get some Shady when I was coming in here? That would have been interesting to actually hear. But what I know is we have a lot in common with one another, and not only do we care about our customers, we care about the end product, and we care about our industry. We love what we do, and I think this is what I want every listener to understand, because at the end of the day, we owe Tony a big thanks. He comes in here week in and week out. I know that, like us, 80% of his business is repeat and referral. He doesn't need to do this. The question is, why do we do it? And the answer is, we care. This takes a great deal of commitment. But one thing that stuck out in my head, I listen to Tony every week. I'm barbecuing, I'm listening to him, texting him back and forth. But one thing I always do is we listen to what he has to say. And he talked a week ago about, hey, it's hot out, or 2 weeks ago, he was talking about how hot it was out here. Yeah. We think it's hot here, go down below grade and all this good stuff like that. The next week we're like, it started raining, this is a good thing. And at the end of the day, the same things affect the fencing industry, just like they affect the pool industry. And when you have somebody at your house or somebody at your house or your yard, the last thing you don't want to do is call the owner when it's thundering and lightning and go, hey, why are your guys not working? Mm. That is always a baffle to me. My guys actually use the Weather Bug app. It's a great app. It has a lightning bug on it, and it could set sets their location. If any lightning shows up within 2/10 of them or 2 miles of them, they know to actually stop. I think, Chris, you and I were talking about this before the show. This is the lightning capital of the world.
Yeah.
And it will get you. And I think
Tampa in particular gets the most lightning strikes out of any city in the United States.
Yeah. And it's one of those things. I think 44 people on average actually get struck and killed by lightning.
Well, we had that guy on 95 who got hit while riding his motorcycle just this week.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I heard it wasn't the lightning.
No, it wasn't. No. I mean, unfortunately, he survived the lightning and then died in the consequence of crashing afterwards.
But, yes.
Scary stuff, though.
It is. And if you haven't been listening to this great station, hey, they've been talking about the drafts all week. They got actually struck.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a 1 in a million shot. Yep. So you have to understand, if it's Tony's guys or it's my guys or we're out there working and we can hear thunder and lightning, let me tell you something. We're going to stop because we have metal tools on us. We are Edison's lightning rod out there. We are going to get hit. That's basically what's going to happen to it. So this time of year, I think it's very important to be a little bit patient. Not just with the fact that there's hurricanes, and we're going to get to that in our second segment, but with the fact that we got so much rain.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't on my rain gauge. I live out in Seminole County. We got 11 inches in less than 7 days. And let me tell you, it's flooded back there. And one thing I do know is in Seminole County, if you live out in the Black Hammock area, man, we get some water. And I made the comment to another homeowner that was out there with me on Monday because we were trying to help a gentleman. We have these big, deep culverts, and the water was coming at us so fast. And Tony always says, you're not going to win against water. But the water was coming down so fast, it was washing this guy's culvert out. He's about to lose the whole thing. I had some extra lime rock on it. And hey, the gentleman, Steve, my neighbor on the corner, and I like I tell everybody, I was telling him, I don't want to hear about the Cajun Navy, because we had the Black Hammock tank brigade or tractor brigade going on, just running dirt, trying to get this stuff up. So we do get a lot of water. And When it comes to hurricanes, you're going to get some water. So there's some things I want you to take this. We're going to get right into this hurricane stuff. There's some things I say, hey, I don't ever like to see after a hurricane. And the first one is very simple. I do not like to see generators sitting inside of houses next to a window. They need to be 15 yeah. feet away. People do not realize that that thing puts off 20 times the amount of one car in 1 hour. Man, and it will get you. And I think if you have a generator running, you need to know the effects and symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, because it is odorless. It is colorless, and you can sit there and smell it, and next thing you know, bam, you're done. Yep. So if you got nausea, you got vomiting, your eyes are hurting, your head's hurting, hey, you those are warning signs. Stop it. Next thing with hurricanes I don't ever like to see is I don't like to see people come out directly after a hurricane, and I don't like to see them starting to, hey, I'm going to be Mr. Johnny Hero.
Yep.
And they go out and they're trudging through water. They're using chainsaws. They're moving things around. Little did they know that the electricity line fell down the road. And last time I checked, electricity does travel through water.
Yes, it does go through water. And yes, that's actually one of the worst. That's one of the worst things you could do when there's electricity around.
It is horrible. Now, here's the number three thing that really makes me mad. When people don't listen to the government officials.
Yeah.
If they tell you, and you think it's, if they tell you, hey, you need to evacuate, because you may think it's cool, you may think it's awesome, and you're going to be a hero, but at the end of the day, what you've done is you're going to put yourself in harm's way, and some first responder is going to have to come save you. And they are victims too in hurricane, because people won't listen. So let's make sure that we do that, and let's make sure that we listen. So we're going to have to take a break here, and I've got to go over some very important things when we come back. But you got to get to the three big things I've been told. When we come back, we're going to talk about the five things you need to do to your fence before a hurricane and five things you should never do after a hurricane. And then – once again, you're listening to Kip Hudakaz. I'm the president and founder of Paramount Fencing. We simply just build fences beautiful and strong. Give us a call at 407-341-2720 or like us on Facebook at Paramount Fencing Inc. But because this is Tony Shows, most importantly, if you need to upgrade to your pool, something's not going right with it, call Tony at TC Water Features or like him on Facebook. And always remember that amazing things can happen in your backyard.
Amazing things can happen in your backyard. If you have a question for Kip, what you should do with your fence during a hurricane, go ahead and give us a call here at 844-220-0965. That number again, 844-220-0965. You're listening to the Pool Fanatic Show with special guest co-host Kip Hudakaz right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three. Road closures in downtown Orlando are set to take place ahead of President Trump's rally at the Amway Center on Tuesday.
Two.
A person is in the hospital after a deputy-involved shooting just off South Poinciana Boulevard.
One.
Retailers are expecting tomorrow to be a record-breaking Father's Day. We found some deals and freebies that you can check out in the News 96.5 WDBO app. Daniel Vargas, News 96.5 WDBO.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
The 19th anniversary sale is underway at 2020 Eyeglass Superstores. In a world where stores come and go and come and go, there's a reason we've been here for 19 years plus. The greatest selection, the lowest prices, and the best customer service in the business. During this incredible sale, take 50% off the purchase of a new pair of glasses. Yep, that's half price. Or how about this? Take 25% off our buy one, get one free offer. Either way, all you have to do is mention our anniversary sale and take your choice. I know it's hard to believe, so let me repeat that. Take 50% off one pair of glasses or 25% off our buy one, get one free offer, and all you have to do is just mention our anniversary. Wow. With our own in-store labs, most glasses can be ready the same day. Our VIP waiting areas feature free Wi-Fi, color TV, and complimentary hot and cold beverages. In Orange City, we're just off I-4, exit 111B, right next to Ruby Tuesday. In Winter Park at 1555 State Road 436, near the intersection of 436 and Howell Branch Road. And the Winter Park store is open Sunday for your shopping convenience.
Like your phone, but not your service? With Spectrum Mobile, you can keep your current phone and upgrade your network. Simply pick the data plan that's right for you. Pay for the data you use, or choose unlimited for just $45 a month per line. All in. And talk and text are always free. Switching is easy. Go to spectrum.com/BYOD to learn more or to find a store near you. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply.
When your patient is seriously ill, you want a partner who can provide compassionate hospice care at home. That partner is VITAS Healthcare. Download our referral app today or visit VITAS.com. That's VITAS.com. First licensed in 1980.
On July 6th, gather your family and friends for summer's biggest celebration, the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. Experience a weekend of excitement with racing under the lights and celebrate Independence Day with patriotic tributes and the region's largest fireworks display over the infield at Daytona. The Coke Zero Sugar 400 will be a celebration to remember. Adult tickets start at $49, kids $20. Lock in your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Guarding your nest egg with Mike Lester.
Anything stand out that Mom and Dad taught you about money growing up here in Florida?
They made it very possible for me to go out and earn my own money. I'm not going to really pay you very much to mow our yard, but I'll let you use all the lawn equipment to go mow other people's yards.
Okay, so you made you a little business guy.
Exactly.
Check out Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester Saturday afternoon at 1 or Sunday afternoon at 1 here on News 96.5.
Securities offered through TCM Securities, Inc. Members FINRA, SIPC.
If you're one of the millions of men suffering from ED or PE, Premier Men's Medical Center can help you in one visit, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Tried Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra, and they've let you down? We can help you now. Call 407-674-5738. That's 407-674-5738. That's 407-674-5738.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah. That NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-322-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/322. That's 855-322-NASA or nasafcu.com/322. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-322-NASA or click nasafcu.com/322. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO.
President Trump picks Orlando to announce his run for a second term.
That'll be a very big announcement.
And News 96.5 has you covered. Tuesday, we'll bring you live coverage from Amway with our award-winning reporters. Plus, we'll be live from Harry Buffalo's, so come voice your opinion. And at 8 p.m., you'll hear Trump's speech live right here. For the best coverage of President Trump's 2020 kickoff rally, rely on News 96.5 WDBO.
No.
Guess who's back? Back again. We are right here on the Pool Fanatic Show here on News 96.5 WDBO. If you want to call and ask a question of Kip here, filling in for Tony Caruso, Kip Hudakaz of Paramount Fencing, give us a call at 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. Chris Crawford joined by Kip here on the show and choosing his own little bum music to come back to.
Patrick, that was amazing. That was amazing. I love Eminem is a great inspiration. I think
yes. I referenced the wrong song too. But, I should have gone with the real Kip Hudakaz. Please stand up.
Yeah, there we go. But hey, Chris, we were talking about this break and I was on here a month ago, and one of the things that I was actually able to do, and it's just the nature of me, and I know Tony's the same way, but I actually listened back to the show. probably about 10 times, maybe 15. And it's not because of what you think. It's not because, hey, I said, you know what, I got an ego. It's what business owners do. Hey, what did we do great? What could we have done better? And how do we do it better next time? And that's the most important thing. But one of the most interesting things that came up, I got a lot of feedback and a lot of calls all the way from Tampa to Cocoa to St. Cloud to Oviedo, just from people. And I always tell people, you can call me anytime. You can call this show. I will answer them. I don't care if you go with me or you go with someone else. We'll get them answered. But what was funny is I actually had one customer, Chris, actually make a little comment about you and me.
Oh, yeah?
And our voices when we're on the radio. According to them, you have like a superhero sexy voice.
Well, I appreciate that.
There you go. And mine's buttery.
Well, I'm on radio, so I would hope that my voice sounds like that. That's why you hear me, don't see me, and you work in fencing, so I would imagine that's not necessarily one of the requirements or prerequisites.
But somebody please call and tell me what buttery means, because that I don't know. But anyways, let's get back into it. I'm going to talk about hurricanes, and I'm going to get right into this, because these are the most important things you need to know about your fence in preparation. These are five very important things, and like I always say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So here's five helpful things that might save your fence, your money, and possibly your life. So here's number one. Write this down. If you have a pool, we're talking about pools, and this is a show about pools, go right now to the home improvement store and purchase orange safety barrier fence from the home improvement store prior to the storm. When the storms hit, it will be next to impossible to find it. And why this isn't so important is if you think you have a pool screen, those are the first things that come down. They'll come down before fences come down half the time. But if you have an open and exposed pool, you have an obligation to protect it. There we go. We got the word out right
there.
I had Tony did that last week. I got the word out. But you have an obligation to protect it. But here's the thing. And, you know, I see that my industry insider is on the line, and we're going to get to him in the third segment. But this is a very important thing. One of the things that I always tell everybody with Hurricane Francis, Gene, Charlie, Irma, Matthew, Michael, all these things, they all have one thing in common. They had sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. There's no reason a lot of these things should have failed. They were just built poorly. But at the end of the day, your insurance company does not care. Your insurance company sees one thing. They see liability. And if you cannot secure your backyard because your screen's down and you can't find them, they're very hard to find, screen builders, after a hurricane. Let me tell you something right now. You will get that nice little cancellation letter.
Yeah.
And I hope to God you don't have a mortgage, because you'll be getting their insurance. Number two.
Two.
All right. We like it. If you have a wood gate, guys, these are what I tell. Remember that letter I said I send out? These are the exact same things that go out to my customers. I tell them number two, number three, and number four all have to deal with gates. What you have to understand about a gate and a wood fence and a vinyl fence is it is the weakest link. Remember I said the average sustained wind is 85. All these people make claims this stuff will go 90 to 110, which simply means 90 were destroyed, half were destroyed at 90, and then the other half got destroyed at 10. It doesn't mean your fence is going to stand. So you got this. It's only got one point. So if you have a wood gate, take a small piece of 2x4, screw it with a 3-inch screw to both the gate vertical upright and the hinge post at the top and at the bottom. If possible, open the gate fully and screw it against the fence. And the reason I give two options is because in today's society, all these builders like to build 5 feet apart. And so sometimes you can't fold something back. Number four, if you have a vinyl gate, take it off the hinges. Take it off the hinges and check your caps, or glue it in the garage. Or take your caps off. Put them indoors. All right, guys. I'm going to get to number five when we get back. But hey, once again, this is Cape of Paramount Fencing. If you need to get a hold of us, you have a question, call us at 407-341-2720. Like us on Facebook. If you need pull, call Tony at TC Water Features at 407-282-4911. And like him on Facebook. And remember, amazing things can happen in your backyard.
More with Kip from Paramount Fencing on the way. You're listening to the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
Thank you.
This is News 96.5.
WDBO.
Where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
At News 96.5, WDBO, our top story, recovering President Trump's stop in Orlando on Tuesday while his reelection campaign is paying the city just under $146,000 to lease the Amway Center. Everything else, road closures, law enforcement, and overtime will be paid for by taxpayers. Our news partner, Channel 9, got reaction.
It's a fine line, but, I mean, he is the president.
I don't think it's fair.
Well, he's a commander in chief, so I'm a former Marine, so yes, you have to do all you can to keep him safe. So, I mean, whatever expense you have to go through, you need to do it.
We'll have live team coverage of the president's visit on Tuesday and help you with possible traffic congestion. All the information you need to know is in the News 96.5 WDBO app.
News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Brief showers possible over the next couple of hours with thunderstorms likely closer towards dinner time. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmie.
And I'm Daniel Vargas, continuing our team coverage. Not even long lines seem to stop Harry Potter fans from their chance to ride the new attraction at Universal's Islands of Adventure.
Let's go ride it again. Can we? Can we please?
Best ride in the whole park, hands down.
This ride has literally made me cry 3 times, and I'm not going
to
stop.
Even after waiting nearly 10 hours on opening day just to get on the ride, fans are just happy that they got to check out Hagrid's magical creature motorbike adventure. Today, the long lines continue at up to 6 hours and are expected to reach capacity by the end of the day. NASA will have to save up some dough if it wants to get the U.S. back on the moon. The company says that it'll take up to $30 billion to do so, which is way out of their current budget. NASA says that the goal is to create a sustainable presence on the moon and pave the way to send people to Mars. And retailers are expecting tomorrow to be a record-breaking Father's Day. A survey by the National Retail Federation says that Americans are expected to spend an estimated $16 billion on gifts for dad this year, up from last year and more than ever before. We found some deals and freebies. You can check them out in the News 96.5 WDBO app. Daniel Vargas, News 96.5 WDBO.
This is the General Cigar Dave. Join me for the Cigar Dave Show Saturday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 96.5 WDBO. Presented by Corona Cigars, with locations in downtown Orlando, Sand Lake Dr. Phillips, and Lake Mary Heathrow.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 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 That's 833-REX-HOME.
Hi, my name is Zoe Filatowski. After 10 years of wearing glasses, the hassle of glasses was a barrier in my creative process. And so I finally decided I wanted LASIK. And who better to go to than my own father? Now that I'm seeing 20/20, there's one less barrier in my creative process. I encourage you to do something really amazing for yourself or for somebody you love. Go to myvisionfreedom.com and see what my father, Dr. Filatowski, can do for you.
Call the Filatowski Eye Institute today to take advantage of $700 off LASIK. This offer ends soon.
At Airport Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, save time, save money.
AirportCDJ.com. See hundreds of our new and certified pre-owned vehicles. AirportCDJ.com. Log on today.
See you at Airport during the Jeep Celebration event.
I'm Jimmy Dupree, your Washington watchdog, and this is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Weather brought to you by U.S. Heating and Air Conditioning.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible as we head through the remainder of this afternoon and evening in Central Florida, with daytime highs expected to hit the mid and upper 80s. Overnight, tracking drier conditions with lows in the 70s and the return of more rain and storms for our Sunday. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimmie.
Now,
Safe Touch Security,
Triple Team Traffic.
Not a bad drive for Central Florida on a weekend here. Looks like slowdowns around the 535 area.
on I-4, right around the attractions, as well as Champions Gate. A couple of accidents on the side streets that may get in your way. Tradeport Drive at Beeline, eastbound. That has road blockage. Be careful. OBT at Colonial Drive. We got an accident there right in the intersection. And Conroy Road at Millennia Boulevard. An accident there with lane blockage. Triple team traffic. Billy Combs, News 96.5 WDBO.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to News 96.5 WDBO. And when you get into your car, listen to 96.5 FM. And I'll make sure to get you to work on time with triple team traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back to the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Kip Hudakas filling the ever so big shoes of Tony Caruso here, or at least we're trying to, Kip. And
that's a tough one to do because that man is a legend in his own right. Now, last time I was on the show, I knew he was somewhat listening. I sent him about a 7-swipe text of self analysis, and I felt sorry for him. He made me wait 20 hours, by the way. But he did respond a good father.
Yeah,
I think you held your own. So that's a good thing. Hey, let me back up to those five things.
We got one more left.
Yeah, that's right. We got number five, but three, four. Four and five are really about the gates and make sure you're taking care of them. Two, three, and four are about taking care of those gates. And the reason I say this is because if your gate is the only thing damaged in a storm, and half the time it is, it's going to be attached to an $800 bill to fix a $20 part, and you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it at all. So let me get to five, and I want you to pay attention to this. I'm going to bring the industry insider in here in a second. I don't want to quite reveal his name yet because he's sitting there patiently waiting. But, hey, I don't care what fence you own. I want you to go to the home improvement store today, and I want you to buy a 90-degree angle bracket. Okay, it looks like an L, and it has two holes in it, you know, one for against something and one for another one. Buy some Tabcons. Then I want you to find that last fence post against your house. And I want you to take that fence post or the fence structure, and I want you to put one side of it to the fence and one side of the house, and I want you to screw it in because this is huge. I watched so many people get screwed after Hurricane Irma from insurance companies over this one because their fence was considered a temporary structure and not a structure of the house. Okay. And one little bracket. We do that on all of our fences. I'm smart. I stay on top of this. But I learned this from somebody, and I want to bring him on. His name is Joe Lorenza from LIG Insurance Group. And like I say, he's like the Jerry Maguire. He just hasn't written the memo yet, but he's here. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good guys, thank you very much for having me.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, you know, you and I had a wonderful conversation. It's crazy. We don't get to talk much, but when we do talk, we talk. And we talked, I think, for a good 45 minutes or so just about insurance companies and some of the things came on. I said, man, you got to get on the show. And I'm going to let you take this the direction you need, but we talked about things like Part A and Part B, preparedness, flood insurance, and tips. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people listening from Tampa to the East Coast. Not the East Coast, the West Coast. What advice would you give them?
Well, since we're talking about the fences right now, one of the good things things I want to elaborate on, you mentioned the brackets, buy the brackets. Well, some insurance companies actually pay on fence losses after a hurricane, depending on the company, on either Part A or Part B. Insurance policies are divided in different sections. Coverage A for your dwelling, coverage B for other structures, coverage C for personal property, and then they go on and so on.
So is A and B? A is like the front of it, and B is like the back. It's not like a report card, right?
Well, no, not at all. So coverage A actually covers your building and all attached structures to the building. So in other words, your roof, your walls, your driveway, your garage door, your windows, actually your kitchen cabinets and your flooring, everything is covered under coverage A of the insurance policy. And everything that is not attached to the actual dwelling will be covered under coverage B. For example, if you have a shed, a tool shed in the back, or a detached garage, is going to be covered under coverage B. Some companies cover the fence under coverage B, but and others will cover it under coverage A. So it all depends depends on the carrier and how to file their language with the state of Florida.
Now,
one of the important things to look at is find out with your insurance agent where is your fence covered under your policy. There are so many different companies in the state of Florida, and they all have a different way of insuring your fence. So just make sure that if your policy is covering your fence under coverage A, make sure that fence, like you said, is attached to the main building through a bracket.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I watched people that needed $10,000 for a fence because their stuff got slammed in under Part B, and they had no idea get maybe $2,000 to replace a $10,000 fence. And that's not a good thing. And one of the things I always know, and I try to teach everybody out there, is that, look, the way the deductible works now is not on the claim. It's actually on the market value. And so you got the market values of these homes in Orlando now are super high. Can you elaborate a little bit about that and how the deductible stuff works?
Yes, correct. So in Florida, we have two deductibles. We have the all other perils deductible, which applies to everything that is not a hurricane or related loss, and we have a hurricane deductible that applies to hurricanes. In Florida, most insurance companies will sell you a percentage deductible, which is generally going to be a 2% deductible, and it's not of the market value, but of the dwelling value shown on your policy declarations page. Remember we talked about that coverage A, the building, the dwelling?
Yep.
So that percentage applies to the building value shown on your policy. So if, for example, you have a $100,000 limit for the building, 2% will be $2,000. Most people think and assume that the percentage applies to the amount of your loss, but it's not. It's actually to the amount showing on your policy declarations page under coverage A dwelling.
Well, awesome. And you and I talked about that, and I just think it's important. And I think for the listeners, we're talking about A and B and all this good stuff like this. What I think you need to take out of this is you just simply need to be aware of it. You need to break out your insurance policy now. And you need to, if you have an insurance person, call and ask them, hey, is my fence cover, is my shed cover, are these things covered? Because I'm going to tell you something, about 90% of the fences I replaced, which were my customers, man, it was simply, hey, they're saying it's an under B, I don't have enough, and man, it was a fight to get that. Now, one of the things that you and I think it's very important, and you actually taught me something when we were talking on the phone, because we were talking about preparedness, right? You were saying there was a little trick that people used to do where they called up right before and did something, the hurricane season and after. And the way these new laws are written, you can't do that. At all. So go ahead and I want people to hear what you told me, because I think this is important.
Right. So years ago, we'll have people call in and say, hey, Mr. Insurance Agent, I need to lower my deductibles to the lowest amount available in my policy by the carrier. And that will be sometimes there are companies out there that will offer a $500 flat deductible for hurricane rather than a percentage amount. And so they'll call in and say, hey, I need to lower my deductible and send me a bill, pay the difference, and then hurricane season starts. And then towards the end of hurricane season, after everything's gone through, they'll call back and say, hey, go ahead and increase my deductible again, and they'll get a refund back from the month on the premium. So insurance companies, of course, they're too smart, and they call up to it and say, hey, we're not going to do that anymore. So you have to make sure that if you want to take advantage of a company offering you a low deductible, which, by the way, is only going to cost you between $200 and $300 on average, more on premium per year by lowering your deductible if it's available by your carrier. So you need to make sure that you do all these changes, whether it's increasing dwelling limits on your policy, whether it's increasing personal property, applying replacement costs and contents, or lowering deductibles. You have to do this before the expiration of the policy and the beginning of the new term.
And that's very
after the policy.
Yeah, and I was going to say that's very important, because a lot of people wait too late. And I know one of the things that I watched a lot of people do, and they have the special zone out there, and you and I were talking about the zone. So in other words, when the hurricanes hit a certain area, it's too late. You're screwed. Maybe you're buying a new house. It doesn't matter. And I've actually worked with customers that, look, they bought the house, the insurance policy happens, and I believe you said it was 30 days, but you can elaborate it, and then, boy, they're screwed. Elaborate on that.
Well, yeah, so of course, let's talk about flood insurance. So flood insurance is offered by the Florida, National Flood Service program, and generally, most people that are not in a flood zone actually qualify to get flood insurance through a preferred a program. And that program actually allows you to buy flood insurance, but there's a mandatory waiting period of 30 days. So if you try to get flood insurance, when you hear the news tell you, hey, there's a hurricane on the way, make sure you get your flood insurance and your insurance documents in place. Well, it's too late, because even if you pay for the policy today, it will take 30 days for you to become active.
Hey, Joe.
Have to make sure.
Hey, yeah, no, that's very important. So, I mean, it's 30 days. It's an active window. Hey, Joe, it sounds like you're on Mars right now. when you're talking, I don't know if it's the Bluetooth or the set, but it's starting to sound like an alien, but at the same time, we know you're Joe. But what I want you to do, this is Joe Lorenzo from LIG Insurance Group, and I think it's important. He's a lot like I am. You can just call him and ask him a question. You got an insurance company, call and ask him. Joe, here's something. How would people get a hold of you to actually maybe look at their insurance policy or go through it and make sure you have the right coverage? Because I know you do all my stuff. And, men, let me tell you, I don't think I have one singular insurance carrier. You do my commercial. You do a whole bunch of stuff. I use the best that's out there, and you are definitely the best. But how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can call me on my office at 407-261-2363, or you can go online to LorenzaIns.com.
Okay, perfect, perfect. You get a hold of him at 407-261-2363 or LIG Insurance .com. I believe it's LIG. We couldn't hear you. We say repeat it one more time.
RENZA.
Okay, perfect,
yeah,
perfect.
Sure, it's LorenzaIns.com.
Hey, I really appreciate you showing up here. We got to go, and we got to go to hard break. I appreciate you coming in and actually telling people that, because I say it all the time. I just need them to listen. But, hey, we got to take a break. The three big things are just as important as this show is. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some things. And most importantly, you know, if you listen to this show, the last segment's always dedicated to autism. So if you need to get a hold of Kip at Paramount Fencing, give me a call, 407-341-2720, or like me on Facebook. If you need to get a hold of Tony, give him a call, or like him on Facebook. And remember, amazing things can happen in your backyard.
844-220-0965 is our number. More with Kip Hudakaz of Paramount Fencing after the three big things you need to know right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
The FDLE has begun an investigation into a deputy-involved shooting in Osceola County that put a man in the hospital.
Two.
Police in Orlando hope that the sketch of an armed rape suspect will help bring him in. You can see it in the News 96.5 WDBO app.
One.
Road closures in downtown Orlando are set to take place ahead of President Trump's rally at the Amway Center on Tuesday. Daniel Vargas, News 96.5 WDBO.
Want to hang out with Brian Kilmeade?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Love him on the radio.
Hey, Brian, tell them how they can meet you.
Hey, Orlando, download the News 96.5 WDBO app, and I want you to click on the Kilmeade Live button, then enter for a chance to win tickets to my July 20th show, America, Great from the Start at the Plaza Live. Plus, we're going to hang out for a little bit after the show for my chance to meet you.
This is Orlando's home for the Brian Kilmeade Show, News 96.5 WDBO.
Shouldn't you be seeing 2020 Eyeglass Superstore?
2020 Eyeglass Superstore is having a sunglass sale. Summertime is a year-round event here, and I don't have to tell you, it's bright. And not only is it painful for your eyes, it's harmful for your eyes as well. That's why sunglasses have become such a fashion statement, because we need to wear them to protect our eyes from the harmful UV rays. In fact, it's been shown that UV rays are one of the causes of cataracts. Protect yourself and look good too. 2020 Eyeglass Superstore has a fabulous selection of eyeglass styles and frames. Buy one pair, get a second pair free. We even pay for your eye exam. Why would you even bother to go anyplace else? In Orange City, we're just off I-4, exit 111B, right next to Ruby Tuesday. And in Winter Park at 1555 North State Road 436, near the corner of 436 and Howe Branch Road. And open Sunday for your shopping convenience. Check us out anytime at 2020eyeglass.com.
Dr. Phillips, $380,000, sold 47 days. Orlando, $440,000, sold above appraisal. Winter Park, $330,000, listed before, sold by the Loveland team. Claremont, $399,000, sold 18 days. From Sanford to St. Cloud, Longwood to Lake Nona, chances are we've sold one of those rooftops on your street in the last 40 years. Hi, Cleve Loveland of Loveland Properties. Selling your home? I'll personally visit your home to develop a marketing plan and stage your home to get top dollar. We'll show you the best improvements and repairs to get offers, negotiate a record price and appraise, and why you don't need to take a low buyout offer. We sell more homes in a month than most agents sell in a year. Property management? We do that too. Loveland Properties will get you to the closing table. Call 407-352-8118. That's 407-352-8118. Or visit lovelandreport.com. Join me every Saturday at noon for Florida's longest-running real estate show, brought to you by The Lone Ranger.
Like your phone, but not your service? With Spectrum Mobile, you can keep your current phone and upgrade your network. Simply pick the data plan that's right for you. Pay for the data you use, or choose unlimited for just $45 a month per line, all in. And talk and text are always free. Switching is easy. Go to spectrum.com/BYOD to learn more or to find a store near you. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 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 That's 833-REX-HOME.
News 96.5 WDBO-FM and WDBO-HD1.
Orlando.
A Cox Media Group station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
Listen on the go in the News 96.5 app.
Men suffering from ED or PE, an important message from Premier Men's Medical Center.
I'm Dr. Schwartz. Have Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra let you down? Premier Men's Medical Center's custom medication has guys lasting 30, 60, 90 minutes or longer. No pain, no surgery, and it's affordable.
Call 407-674-5738. Guaranteed results on first visit or you pay nothing. Call now. 407-674-5738.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back to the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO. I know what you're thinking. That's not the music Tony normally plays. That's because Tony is, when Tony's away, the kids will play. Tony,
yes,
on assignment this weekend. Kip Hudakaz joined us from Paramount Fencing. We're having a great show today. Final segment, Kip. What do we got?
Yeah, I tell you what. We needed this at the beginning. I mean, guess who's back? It works. But hey, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Next week, you're going to get Tony back. Everybody's going to be happy. But hey, I want to talk about one last thing with the hurricanes, man. When hurricanes come through town, it blows fences down and it messes up pools. And I know Tony deals with this problem. I deal with this problem. But hey, I want everybody to understand, if you really want your fence to stand up, you better start doing it right. And you have to understand one thing about the fencing industry. You cannot trust what you hear out of somebody's mouth. That is a thing that I will harp on every single day, because you hear this thing, industry standard. Well, the problem is our industry is dominated by two guys in a truck, and that's what it is. And there's a few of us that are out there really good at what we do, and then there's us that we're really great at what we do. So, but I want you to understand that when we build a fence, we build it according to the ASTMs, the American System Society of Material Testing. These guys have gone out and they have tested everything, and this is what we do. And I'm going to tell you something. On a vinyl fence, man, that stuff needs to be 6 foot on center. That post needs to be 3 feet in the ground and 60 pounds of concrete. That's what the ASTM says. It's not what I say. Same thing with wood fence, half the height of the fence, and you got to control those on center. For those people listening on the code, Google high wind velocity zone codes. They got great stuff on building fences in those areas. So, but anyways, I want to get back to what really is a very passionate topic of mine, which is autism. And I got to say this. I actually came from a Father's Day event, and you can actually see. Last time I showed up, and I was pulling nails in my pocket. This time I got an ASGO board. Our shirt on. I was at a Father's Day event. We were doing golf. Thank you, Donna. You're an awesome person. But I got to stop a second because we ASGO suffered a really tough loss this week. One of the members, Anita, suddenly passed away. Too many years ahead of her. She gave 10 years of dedication to kids with autism. Never ask a question. Never ask why. Very unselfish. And bam, just like that, so many. So I'm going to say from behalf of Paramount Fencing and the ASGO family and behalf of TC Water Features, man, we're going to miss you. We're just going to miss you. But anyways, guys, life is short. Love one another. Hug each other. All right? That's a very important thing. But I talked with Donna from ASGO, the Autism Society of Greater This Land, and I said, man, you've got to prepare kids for hurricanes in a different way. So we sat there and talked for about an hour, and unfortunately, she's handling that tragic event. But I said I would do this for you. It's that important. And I said, hey, what's the number one thing that you need to do? She said, if you have a kid with autism, you need to do this now. Don't do it today. I mean, don't do it tomorrow. Do it tonight. You need to Google the special needs shelter in your area. There's usually only one or two per county. And you need to Google them. The special needs, they have places, the shelters where doctors, medication, things of that nature. But you're going to have to register beforehand and ask them if they do accept kids with autism. Make sure you do that, because I'm going to tell you something. Kids with autism, they love routine. They love normalcy. Oh, yeah. And a hurricane is so disruptive. Number two, you got to always pack some comfort stuff. All right. Kids with autism, they love their things. They love their toys. So when you hear that watch in 48 hours, you need to pack a bag, all their favorite toys, anything they need inside of that shelter, anything you need as far as evacuating goes, special diets. I'm going to tell you something. My kid, chicken fingers and fries.
Yep.
Okay. I had to find a way to substitute fries. So I did those little pretzel sticks, the finger pretzels, and it worked, but you got to have these things, because let me tell you something, you're going to have an incident or an episode if they get a little bit out of whack and they don't understand it. Most importantly, number three, hey, you got to tell some social stories. You got to tell these kids, hey, what to expect from A to Z. You got to use pictures. You got to say, hey, this is what a hurricane looks like on the way. This is what it does. The best thing you can do is don't run from it. If you have a kid with autism or adult, do not run from it. Face it head on. Sit down with them. Print out a map. Go over spaghetti models. Have fun with it. And show them, hey, this is how it goes all the way. When we're here, we're going to do this. When we're here, we're going to do that. These are the things that absolutely need to do. And yes, Donna, I did listen to you, and I will get that done and put it on CustomFenceOrlando.com this week, a printable map for kids with autism. So tell social story. Social stories. Most importantly, have a car charger or battery charger next to you. I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing worse than somebody plugging their phone into a generator. A kid with autism will sit there and play with that iPad. Do not do it. Five, have an emergency plan, and you really got to have a plan. Make them work that plan. And if a tree falls in the house, say, here, this is what you got to do here. This is what you do here. Go meet over here. Yep. And you have to make them actually practice it. Okay. So those are some very important things to think about. If you want to help out and donate to ASGO, go to their ASGO.org. And very importantly. So, hey, guys, this was a really good, fast show. Once again, my name is Kip, the Paramount Fencing. If you need to get a hold of me, 407-341-2720. Like us on Facebook. Need to get a Tony, give him a call, or like him on Facebook. And remember, amazing things can happen in your backyard.
Facebook.com/TC Water Features, TCWaterFeatures.com, 407-282-4911. Tony will be back next week to tell you all about the amazing things that can happen in your backyard.
This is News 96.5.
WDBO.
Where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
At News 96.5, WDBO, our top local story. A deputy-involved shooting in Osceola County. The sheriff's office says that an abandoned vehicle was found near Point Siena and Reeves early this morning. Later, a man was seen hiding in a wooded area nearby. And then they say that the man, later identified as 41-year-old Zachary Dollar, ran aggressively at a deputy. That deputy shot Dollar one time. Now, Dollar is hospitalized, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating.